Yeah, Matt, it's been another really good year for the mango industry. We've seen very good quality making it through to the consumers of Australia and overseas. We've seen an improvement in our export program, and our data collection process is continuing to give really good visibility right across the supply chain. So, we've had another really good year.
Have the numbers been crunched yet on how many trays were produced nationwide?
Yeah, that's a good question, Matt. We get our final figure for the whole of the season through a calculation we get from the levies that have been paid, and we don't get the final number on that until the end of June. But if we track how we're going in terms of levy collection this year versus last year at the same point in time, we're actually tracking a fairly similar number. So where we've been talking this year's crop from our weekly shipments being down 10 or 15% on last year, the fact that we started a little bit earlier and we've run a bit later is now looking more likely that we're not going to be down as much as we thought, and we might even approach similar quantities to what we got last year. So we could finish up around the 9 million trays, but certainly looking like somewhere between 8.5 and 9 million, whereas last year we came in at 9.4. So that would put it up there with either the biggest year we've ever had or the second biggest year. So, a great result.
Is that down to a good season, or does the fact that we're getting more mango trees in Australia playing into that?
Yeah, we've had a good season in terms of weather. We got through the vast majority of the season, apart from some rain we had in around late December in Mareeba. The rest of the season was fairly unaffected by rain, either during the growing or the harvesting, and that always helps both quantity and quality. But the industry's got a combination of mature orchards which are being managed very well, which is delivering good quality and quantity. Plus, the industry's also got a lot of new trees coming to production, particularly around varieties such as R2E2s, Honey Goals, and Calypsos. So the industry is coming from a base of growth, and it's certainly coming from a base of improving its quality outturn as well. So. No, not a random event. It's certainly a result of good management across the board.
What were prices like this year for mango producers?
In most cases, the feedback I'm getting from both growers and retailers is the average values of the fruit that was sold or paid back to growers were actually up on last year. Growers in the Katherine region are telling me they've had probably the highest returns they've ever had in terms of total dollars, so a combination of quantity plus price. In Mareeba, post-Christmas, where we had a bit of a drop-off in price last year, it's certainly been reported that drop-off after Christmas didn't happen anywhere near as much this year, so their values have improved. And retailers are telling me that they've been tracking ahead of last year in terms of their values all season. So prices are either as good as what they were or an improvement on last year across the board.
And what can you put that down to, given so many mangoes were produced?
Oh, it's the thing that's driving that is consumer demand. And we've got more people buying our mangoes, both in Australia and overseas, more often. And the price they're paying for them is on average a little bit more. So that's telling me that we're doing a better job at delivering a great eating experience to our shoppers. And we're doing a better job at coordinating how we work with our retailers to manage their marketing and retailing activities. But ultimately, the people that put the money in the tin at the beginning of the process is consumers. And consumers are happy paying $1.99, $2.99, sometimes $3.99 a mango on the basis it's good quality. And the industry is really rising to the challenge of delivering that quality, and that's translating to better returns.
If you're tuning in, this is The Country Hour, and we're speaking to Robert Gray from the Australian Mango Industry Association, getting a wrap of the national mango season for 2015-16. Can we talk about exports, Robert? What were the highlights this year, do you think?
Exports, the aim of the industry is to grow the share of what we produce going export. 2 years ago, it was sitting under 10% of the total production went export. We're aiming to get that up to 20% over the course of the next 2 or 3 years. Again, we've had an increase in the percentage of the crop that's gone export. Last year was 12. This year it's looking like being north of that. And how are we doing that? We're doing that by both growing the existing markets we're supplying, so places like Singapore and Hong Kong and the Middle East. We've seen more marketing activities, more uptake by shoppers in those markets. Plus, we've also seen a lot of work going into developing some new markets. And the US has been a market that we've put a lot of energy in as an industry. And this year was the first year that we supplied consistently product into that marketplace. So from pretty much Christmas time on, there was shipments of all the main varieties. So KPs, Honey Golds, Calypsos, R2E2s, Keats all went to the US. We shipped product every week. And it was very well received. So developing new markets like the US is really going to help us build that offshore market, which is going to allow us to put a bigger percentage of our crop in markets other than our domestic market. So, that's been another step in the right direction, and we're looking forward to building on that in the years to come.
And wait till the US consumers start getting Northern Territory mangoes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, how good's that going to be? Are you expecting that to happen this next season?
Oh, most definitely, yes. Yep. Our planning is looking at starting either the end of September or the beginning of October when the main volumes really start to ramp up in the territory. So we'll have another 2 to 3 months of product available for the US this year versus last year. And that's exciting, not just from our perspective, but from the US perspective. The retail outlets that sold the product this year were predominantly all in one state in America. We really only touched the sides of one or two retailers in one state, which was Texas last year or this year. So being able to more consistently supply that market and maybe move a little bit further afield into a few of the other states is our goal in the next year. But the thing that's working for us in that market is about a very disciplined, detailed, planned approach to that market. We're working together as an industry. There's a group of growers and exporters that get on the phone every week and plan what we're going to do in a way that delivers a great experience for the US consumer. And we're certainly going to be continuing to expand that program, bringing more growers and exporters on and doing it over a longer time frame. But we're not going to move away from this very planned approach to developing that market. It's got huge opportunities for us, and we want to do it right, and we want to do it in a way that puts dollars in the pocket of our growers here in Australia. And we're only going to do that if we give the shopper in the States that wonderful Australian eating mango experience that they can't get from anywhere else in the world. So that's what's exciting.
Now, it's early days, but have you got a sense yet of what the next mango season is going to be like?
Well, it's going to be bigger and better. Whether that's in volume, I'm not sure. But what we're starting to see is that if volumes are down, price is starting to make up for that, as long as we focus on qualities.
For most of the north, this wet season we've seen below average rainfall and above average temperatures. Is that anything to be concerned about?
Well, is there anything we can do about it? We're focused on the things that we can control. The weather's certainly outside my sphere of influence. We're focused on the things that, with whatever crop is thrown our way, we're going to maximise the value of it. So, I really don't know what that's going to mean to how many trays get picked next year. I know our growers are, following a pretty high quality regime of what they're doing, fertilising and irrigation and pest management. So they're putting themselves in a position to maximise the opportunity. As we know, every year a lot of the outcome depends on when the rain falls, what the temperatures do over winter. But I'm confident with all the things that our industry is doing, we should get another good year. I'm less focused on the bits that are out of our control and more making sure we do the things that we can control and doing them well.
Well, thanks for your time on the Country Hour today. And if it's like years gone by, we might be chatting in another 3 or 4 months about the first mangoes of the season.